Warning, this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. Your personal discretion is advised.
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, cause it's News Chew time! Welcome back, everybody. Joining me, as always, is the Spring Demon himself, Benjamin Orr.
How's it going?
See, now, how much better does Spring Demon sound?
It comes off more naturally.
It's so much better. I'm so glad that we've decided to go away from the original impulses. We won't even mention the name. We'll just keep things as are.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to go there. It brings up bad memories.
No, it's very, very horrible. But here you are doing the Lord's work. Not anyone in one's Lord in particular. Just, you know, the saying.
Yes.
Okay. This show's off to a tremendous start. So we have too many good stories this week, which is a problem that I like to have. It's the best kind of problem, to have an embarrassment of riches. So
it's like an AM PM. There's too much good stuff.
Indeed. Is that a thing that they say? The AM PM commercials?
Yeah.
You know, sure, yeah. We don't really have AM PM around here, so I guess it's understandable that I did not know that. So, anyways, enough about AM PM. They don't sponsor the show, so I don't feel the need to discuss them any further. As everyone knows here on the podcast, I've been doing some bartending and cocktail making, and I had something happen yesterday that troubled me, and I don't want to take a lot of time on it, but it's just kind of an interesting story. So, when I work in the restaurant, I'm very calm and very relaxed, because I've worked in them before, and the worst thing you can let yourself do is just freak out. But every once in a while, there are people who just, like, who are just so painfully, that just make me want to punch myself in the face. This older gentleman and his wife came in, and they were going to sit at the bar and eat some dinner, but they were told that they would be seated right by the door to our balcony, and that, you know, it was an open door and there was a breeze coming off the lake, so, you know, so that they were aware. They agreed to sit there, okay? This old dude is wearing, like, a full winter coat already, and it's beautiful outside. It's like 60. And he's got, like, a full winter coat on. So he sits down with his wife, and the first thing that he says to me is, "I'm going to need you to shut those doors, son." And and I was like, all right, we're off to a bad start. I was like, first of all, I'm not your son. I was like, and second of all, I was like, that's not my decision to make. I was like, the host should have told you that would be the case. And the guy was like, listen, the customer is always right, sir. And I was like, okay, pal. And it just, so again, I don't want to take any more time on it than that, other than to just say, hey, if that guy listens to this podcast, go fuck yourself, you miserable prick. Like, just, you know, go fuck yourself. It's very simple.
Because working in customer service myself, I've learned that the motto, the customer is always right, doesn't give the customer a free pass to be a dick.
No, and I've heard it so many times that it's just like, whatever you say, guy, but, you know, you got forewarned. You said that you still wanted to sit there, so I told him, I was like, here's the deal. I will shut the doors, but I cannot guarantee that they will not be reopened in 10 seconds. I was like, and I will not be running back and forth to close the door for you every time it gets open. And he was like, oh, all right, I guess I'll have to take that. I was like, yeah, you're absolutely fucking right, crotchety old bastard. I was like, don't go out to eat places if you're not prepared to deal with whatever there might be. Or just don't sit there. Wait for somewhere else. What an asshole. And it sucks because for the most part, I don't ever have those types of problems. This is the first time I've really had something like that. And so, anyways, just thought it was interesting. So I guess the moral of the story is, don't fucking be an asshole to people that you don't know. Just try to be nice to people. You know, everybody's just trying to do their best, man.
Yeah, I mean, in these rules that we have to follow in the workplace, you know, they aren't necessarily our rules. So, you know, don't get mad at us. We're just the messenger, man. Not that, you know, because when I used to work in retail, I get that all the time. And I'm just like, hey, man, I didn't make the rules. So, you know, I'm just kind of like the person that follows them and make sure that I have a job still. So don't get mad at me. And I feel like that's the same thing that happens with you at your job.
Yeah. You know, we may not make the rules, Ben, but the guy in our first story does. Oh, what a great segue, Lou. Headline reads, Russia just reminded us that these Putin memes are illegal. That's right. In Russia, you can no longer make Vladimir Putin memes. And there are also other public figures who are now off limits. The Russian government announced that, quote, memes were a violation of legislation on personal data in relation to public figures, and that includes use of the photo of a public person to impersonate popular internet memes unrelated to the identity of the, quote, celebrity, end quote. Ben, Russia has finally done it. They have gone so far out of their way to make Russia the least fun place on earth.
I mean, I kind of thought they already had that title like locked up, but they've pretty much just secured it.
They should just change like all of their like any of their like traveling, like, you know how some like countries will they'll have commercials to come visit there and come take a trip to Australia and all that. You never see those for Russia. That's because if they were Russian, it would just be like, come to Russia, the anti-Disneyland. It's literally the exact opposite of Disneyland.
Krugman Square might be as colorful, but man, it's not a fun time.
We don't have rides, we have work camps.
I mean, but come on, though. The Putin on the Ritz thing, that's genius, and now it's banned.
Yeah, that's too bad. There are some really good Putin memes out there. I mean, he's very... But, I mean, we can still do them here. Like, oh, yeah. I don't need Russians to make my memes. I'm perfectly capable. Like, I don't... Yeah. But anyways, it just... Again, this is so silly. Like, you guys are in a fucking war with the Ukraine, and this is the shit that is occupying your time? Like, that's fucking embarrassing, man. Really?
Or, as according to Putin, Ukraine. No, my crane.
That was weak, Ben.
No, that's actually one of the memes.
Oh,
on this page, that's actually one of the memes. Oh, so
I see.
And it has different ones.
It's really bad. That's really terrible.
It has him riding a cat. It has him swimming after a birthday cake. It has him at a rave.
It has one of him with Doge. And I love Doge memes. I adore the Doge meme. Yeah.
I've seen that one so many times. It's amazing.
I love it. Danger to hugs.
Such ex-KGB.
Such president.
Yes. That meme is one of my favorites.
I like him riding the cat, too. That's a good one.
Yes. We think they're funny. You probably think they're funny. Putin, I have to imagine in his heart of hearts, Putin goes, no, I cannot allow this. But it is pretty funny.
I mean, Ben, you say it like the outside of him doesn't portray that, obviously. So, like, in the depths of his heart, which are also on the outside of his sleeves... He is very upset. He does not like the memes, and that is 0% surprising. I just think that it's ridiculous that, again, a country that is they're fiscally falling apart, they're at war with other countries surrounding their borders. Like, really? Like, if you want communism to work so bad, stop being so stupid all the time. Jesus Christ.
I mean, we have the thanks Obama thing here, and you don't see that getting banned. So, I mean, lighten up a little bit, Putin. I mean,
I love a good Obama meme.
I mean, here's the thing about life. Don't take life so seriously. It's not like we make it out alive anyway.
Ben. And that's another episode of Ben's Vague Life Lessons. Tune in next week when Ben talks about the next step. Oh, that was terrible advice, Ben.
It's true, though.
It's true, but not. You are turning dark on me this year. In our second year of online radio, you're getting very dark on me. You're becoming very emo. Have you been listening to My Chemical Romance again, Ben?
No, I just think it's just the negativity from Russia just seeping in now.
Now that makes some sense. It's the first thing you said that makes sense today. you know what? Sidebar. Ben, you're a nerd. We're gonna take a serious detour here because there are two things that happened this week that I meant to bring up at the beginning of the show and then completely forgot.
I'm assuming neither one has to do with Vladimir Putin.
No. Okay. Well, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing him in one of these movies. Anyways, there were two movie trailers released this week. You like the Star Wars, right?
Love it.
So you watched the Star Wars trailer?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay. What was your reaction to it? Don't think about it. Just what was your gut reaction? Like, you watched it, and at the end, how did you feel?
I was pretty hyped for it. But going back and analyzing it, I don't think we know enough about it yet.
Okay. Now, there was another trailer that released, like, the very next day, and that was the trailer for Batman vs. Superman. Now, did you watch that trailer?
No.
Oh, we can't talk about that one either. Well, not either. We just can't talk about that one, I guess, then, technically. Well, my point is, Ben, is that they figured out the formula to make trailers for fucking anything look cool. And then when the movie comes out, it's just a steamy pile of garbage. However, in both cases, in both trailers, at the end of the trailer, I just went, oh, God, this movie's going to suck. I thought it at the end of the Star Wars one and the Batman vs. Superman. And you know that my love for Batman is very deep. And I just watched the trailer and went, oh, well, this is going to be a pile of crap. And I watched the Star Wars trailer and went, yep, I don't think this will be good. It's just going to be playing off nostalgia for an hour and a half because the voiceover was Mark Hamill. And then the only real stuff that you could really discernibly make out for the movie was Harrison Ford and Chewbacca. Otherwise, it was just kind of the J.J. Abrams quick flashbulb pictures of this, that, and the other thing.
Well, J.J. Abrams does some good work. Like, the Star Trek movies, I think he did well with those.
The first Star Trek movie, yes. The second one, yeah. Just okay.
But, I mean, the Star Wars movie that's coming out, and you probably know this, but for those of you that don't, is actually based on the books that follow it. So it's not like they're just making it up. It's actually based on something. So
I don't know. I don't feel great about either.
I mean, whether it turns out great or terrible is remained to be seen, but it is based on something, so it's not like an original thing.
Well, anyways, I just wanted to discuss that with you because I knew that you had watched the Star Wars one. I was fairly confident.
You think Putin ever gets compared to the Emperor?
He kind of is. He's made himself the Emperor.
So we can't make Star Wars Putin memes now?
No, he's like the Emperor if like a kid did a shot-by-shot remake of the movie in his basement, and then Putin would be like his neighbor, and then he'd play the Emperor. That's essentially what Putin actually is in the grand scheme of politics.
So then who would be Darth Vader then?
Probably Kim Jong-un is the closest thing, maybe. Or whoever's the leader of ISIS, whoever the leader of ISIS is, maybe.
But the thing is about whoever Darth Vader has to be inherently good, though.
What?
And neither one of those are inherently good.
I don't think that there is such a person.
That's allied with Russia. Maybe China?
No, they're not really. They don't really like us. We owe them like billions of dollars still. From when shit went tits up. Thanks, W.
I've never heard that before?
Tits up? Yeah, that's actually a very common turn of phrase. I'm surprised you've never heard that one before. I'm surprised I've never said that on here before.
Yeah, first time I've ever heard it, so. But yeah, so if you go to Russia, life lesson is do not make Putin memes.
Or go the complete opposite direction and buy a billboard and just put a Putin meme on there. You could go that route too.
Instead of fuck the police, is it fuck the KGB?
Yep.
Coming straight out of Moscow?
Straight out of Moscow. You know what though? I think that the next time Putin runs, he's going to have a tough opponent.
What do you mean, Lou?
Well, of course, I'm talking about Professor X. from story number two. I tried to get a direct... Thank you. Thank you very much, Ben. I appreciate that. Knowing that my work is appreciated is why I do the job. The headline reads, Professor X the Cat picks up 50 votes in NDSU Student Senate election. NDSU, of course, stands for North Dakota State University. The reason that I know this and bring it up is because my wife's younger sister, so my sister-in-law, she attends North Dakota State University. When reached for comment, she said, I asked her, dude, what is up with the cat at NDSU who got 50 votes for Student Senate? To which my sister-in-law said, ha 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 ha. I have no idea. I'll Google it. And then she said, ha 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 ha, that's hilarious. Cry laughing face. So she didn't really answer my question, but apparently it's hilarious. So straight from the campus, that's how good we are at finding stories now, Ben. Even the people whose lives are involved in stories don't know that it's happening. So we're ahead of the game.
We do this for free. Yeah. We do this for free.
This is a free podcast. So anyways, enough about that. Back to this cat. Basically, it's exactly what I said. The, Professor X, a black cat, received 50 votes from the Student Senate, and now the story won't load for me, Ben. Do you have it up there? Can you pick it up for me with some more details? Thank you.
Yes. So, he's a 6-year-old black cat who was rescued from the Homeward Animal Shelter on last October. And he collected about 50 write-in votes when they had student elections just about a week ago. And he has a secretary, a press secretary, who is a sophomore management communication major. And his name is Jacob Lynch. And Lynch said that the campaign wasn't just for laughs. He said, quote, I kind of viewed the cat as a way to get people out to vote because you just can't write in the cat. You have to get... have an informed opinion on constitutional amendments and things like that, end quote. They started the Facebook page for the cat on April 7th, the day before the election. But unfortunately for Professor X, he wasn't eligible to take a seat on the Senate because he is not an NDSU student. According to the newspaper, the student newspaper called The Spectrum, Professor X got the second most write-in votes, and he would have been a senator if he was a student. So, I guess this is a North Dakota pastime? Question mark?
No, I don't think that's it. I think it's I think that when you have a school, like, for the record, North Dakota State University is in Fargo. For those of you who don't know about Fargo, they talk like this. And it's really great.
So for the remainder of the
No, I'm not going to do it for the rest of the show. No. Fuck that. No, thank you. For the remainder of, that's hard. Of
this story.
No, I'm not going to do that either. I'm out on the Fargo. It should be pretty easy, though, because my mother-in-law almost has it. She calls me Lua.
Lua?
Mm-hmm. So, but anyways. So I think it's a great idea because, to me, politics lately have been kind of a joke anyways. Look, they put their cat in a full-size human necktie and took pictures of it. Like, it's not like they put a lot of effort into it, but the cat got 50 write-in votes. So how pathetic is your student Congress? You should have just put the cat on the board. Maybe people would have given a fuck for a change. That's how I feel about it.
I think that's the bigger port.
The bigger port? I think that's the bigger port. That's where we should dock the boats.
The bigger part of this story is the fact of how terrible is, like, you know, your student senate if you have a cat that wins. And I get that Lynch said that it wasn't really like a gimmicky sort of thing. It was kind of serious. So maybe he's trying to make a point about that and saying how terrible politics are that a cat could literally win. But I'm kind of concerned for the politics of North Dakota State University and that they don't really have them if cats are able to be write-in candidates and win.
Now, hold on. He didn't win. He just would have made it into the Senate because they just didn't have enough people. So let's keep this in perspective. It's not like the cat fucking won. Like,
well, no, but where do you cross the line? What if two cats go in next year and one wins?
Two cats should go in.
I mean, in a sense, he got 50 votes. I call that a win.
Give me one good reason why cats are not qualified enough to run a student body.
I mean, we just had, what, Rand Paul announced for presidency, Hillary Clinton announced for presidency. Why not Professor X go for presidency? I'd vote for him.
Professor X should at least get, like, put some feelers out there.
Yeah, man. I think he'd be the best candidate for America.
Professor X only wants what's best for America, which is lots of naps, treats, and tuna fish. I think that his platform is solid.
And you know he's not going to steer you wrong.
So. I mean, how can you not trust a black cat? It's not like there's anything in the folklore of our country of superstitions that would lead you to not trust a black cat, right?
Yeah, it's not like he's going to, you know, stand underneath a ladder while doing it and then open an umbrella in a house.
Right. You know, he's not, he's a cat. He's not a lunatic.
He knows his boundaries.
I trust him. He's also great with tie and fur skin combinations. That red and blue tie that he's wearing in his picture, I mean, it looks good with his natural fur. It's a good
now, look. Lou, you wouldn't tell me, if you look into those cat's eyes, you don't see honesty.
I'll tell you what I see, Ben. I see a better tomorrow. I see a school where young men and young women can come and grow and learn to love themselves and make some friends along the way. That's what I see when I look in that cat's eyes. The dream of NDSU.
And who doesn't want that? A better tomorrow, what Professor X can offer you.
I'm just kidding. That cat's eyes are like yellow.
Well, I mean, it is a cat.
Yeah. But here's the thing about NDSU that you might not know, Ben. They actually have really awesome, like, athletics. So, like, their basketball team was in the NCAA tournament this year. The college football team is, like, always in the Division II national championship, like year in and year out, and they have an incredible hockey team. So NDSU, they're doing something right, just not their academics. Or, I'm sorry, well, yes, also not their academics, but primarily not their student congress, as it were.
As they were.
Indeed. You heard me.
No, I was trying to, like, never mind.
What? What are you doing? What day is this?
I was trying to, like, make a reference to a Nirvana song, but never mind.
Oh my god. my god. That was horrible. Oh my god. As that was happening, my dog Walter, who can't say hello because he's a dog, he was on our couch. Ben, you've been in our living room. It's basically the dog's room. He just jumped from the white couch to the brown chair that is in the far corner of the opposite part of the house. I just watched my dog fly through the air and stick the landing, and now he's just taking a nap. It was gangster.
You think Professor X could do that?
Yeah. Professor X is a cat. Dogs should not be able to do what Wally just did. Like, that was some cat fancy shit right there.
Cat fancy shit. A better tomorrow.
Vote for cat fancy shit.
But you know who's not going to have a better tomorrow, Lou?
Who's that, Ben?
Our next story.
Who's good?
Headline reads, Tulsa roommates stab each other after debate between iPhone and Android. Two men are hospitalized after an alcohol-fueled argument began over which phone is better, the iPhone or the Android. Tulsa police say a woman found a man covered in blood stumbling around a parking lot around an apartment complex. When the police showed up, they learned that the roommates had been drinking and arguing over their mobile phones. Police say the two men broke beer bottles, stabbed each other with them. One of the men smashed the back of the other man's head with a beer bottle. Police aren't sure who they will charge or if the charges will be filed. And both men at the time were being treated for their injuries. Police did not respond when a photographer asked which phone is better. So something that sounds like it should be straight from the Onion actually happened.
Yeah, here's the thing about this story. The to me, the saddest thing is that they didn't just kill each other. Like, seriously, if this is something that you are willing to come to fisticuffs with someone over, you just please be gone. We can't have you here. You're gonna fuck up the genetic pool for millennia to come. Please just be dead. But they're going to both survive, which sucks.
I mean, you have an iPhone.
I do. And I don't like, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care which one is better. I have an iPhone still because that's just what I have had since the first iPhone came out. So I don't see the point in changing. I like it. I know it works. That's good enough for me. I don't know that one is better than the other, and I don't really give a fuck. Like, again, it's just your personal preference. It's whichever one you're more comfortable with.
Yeah,
what, basically. And what do you have, Ben? You have an iPhone, right?
No, I have an Android.
You have an Android. Oh, all right. Well, which one is better?
Really, at the end of the day, they're the same exact thing. They're both going to text. They're both going to call. They're both going to surf the web.
But you have had both before, right?
Yes, I've had both.
Yeah, so you know. But you switched to an Android.
Yes.
Interesting. All right, so...
Well, because I originally had an Android, then I went to an iPhone, then I switched back to Android.
Very interesting. So you might prefer Android. Clearly you do.
But I'm not going to stab somebody over.
No, of course not. Because that's what fucking crazy people do.
It reminds me of if you took the guys from that commercial years ago, that, you know, hi, I'm a Mac and I'm a PC or whatever. If you just put them like in a cage fight, like a cage match fight, like UFC or something, that's what I feel like this evolved into now.
I find that people who take insignificant things way too seriously are the same people who, like, will whip their dick out at a party just because. Like, the pinnacle of douchebaggery is people who will fight over shit that is so inconsequential. And these guys are like co-kings of douchebaggery. Like, really? Like, you're gonna smash bottles over each other's heads just over a fucking phone?
That's what alcohol does to you, kids.
Smoke weed. Don't drink booze. Seriously, people who are high don't behave this way. I'm sorry, they just don't. People who smoke marijuana do not behave this way. So, again, why is alcohol more acceptable when people are almost killing themselves over which phone is better? And it just doesn't matter. It's such a stupid thing to fight about. It's a stupid thing to even, like, get in a fist fight about, let alone try to murder somebody over.
And it's sad because it plays into materialism and the fact that companies like to thrive off of that, and they like to have these brand wars, like, oh, I can only have an iPhone, I can only buy Macs and stuff, or I can only do Android and I can only buy Windows stuff. But at the end of the day, who cares? It's still going to do the same exact thing. Now I could get technically specific with things, but I'm not going to.
Thank you for sparing us that.
The point is, it really doesn't matter. It's just a matter of preference. And like anything else, if you shove it down somebody else's throat, it's just pointless. Like religion, like politics, don't shove the fact that the iPhone is better down somebody's throat. Don't shove the fact that Android is better down somebody's throat. Because I just don't want to hear it. I really don't. And I don't think anybody who has a sane mind wants to really get into a debate about it, because it gets you nowhere. And if you're the type of person that gets heated about this, you probably have anger issues. Let's be honest about that.
If you get upset about something like this, you are the type of person who I can just simply not be friends with, because you just are not worried about the appropriate things. Like, if your greatest concern on this earth is the superiority of the Android to the iPhone, that is very sad for you. And we can simply not be friends.
I mean, your priorities are kind of out of check. Kind of like my sense of fear, but that's a different issue.
Your sense of fear is something that has been troubling me greatly these many days.
But that's not the point here. The point is, if this is your biggest problem in your life, this is the thing that bothers you the most, your priorities are probably not in a row. And they should be. You know, probably having a job or supporting yourself or supporting other people, or, you know, not being a genuine dick to people about things like phone superiority. I don't know. Anything is better than that.
Dude, I remember a time where just having a cell phone was such a fucking privilege. Like, you didn't even care what it looked like. The fact, Ben, this may be wasted on you. I realize this, but, and I'm going to date myself quite a bit. I remember when they didn't exist at all. Like, very clearly. I remember the first time I saw one. Like, it was the wave of the fucking future. It was literally like a scene out of Back to the Future. Like, I saw a cellular telephone and just went, holy crap. And then my grandpa bought a car phone, which you charged into the cigarette lighter. And then it was literally like an entire phone that sat in, like, the console of your car. Like a huge house phone. Incredible. And now kids are fighting over which one is better for gaming or whatever they were fighting about over specifically.
I mean, it is amazing how phones have more processing power than computers did in the early 2000s. I mean, literally, your phone, my phone, has the ability to do things that computers back then couldn't do. So I think we should just be happy with the fact that we have phones that can do this, you know, this day and age, and phones that have, like, quad-core processing and all these gigabytes of memory. Like, they didn't have that back then. And now we're going to argue over just if it has a fucking apple on the back of it or it has a little green Martian man? Like, I mean, are they getting their priority list straight from Russia? I mean,
yeah, this things does that should seem, be on the priority yeah, list? This does seem like something that... Where did this happen again?
Tulsa.
Oklahoma, even. And they're such a non-technologically advanced people.
Well, that's not true. They're not Alabama.
I mean, they're not... Oklahoma's not that much better. Oklahoma's the home on the range state, after all. I don't really know what that means exactly. It just sounded like the right thing to say.
Wasn't that a movie or something?
Home on the Range? I don't know. I don't know much about country music.
I said movie.
I don't watch television.
I don't speak English.
No es habla. Donde aquí está muy bien.
Oui. j'ai mangé
un pain. The fuck has happened to our show, man? Jesus Christ. We're just muttering nothing now. I blame myself, which I think is fair. But you know what could have avoided this latest rambling, Ben?
What's that, Lou?
A coffee-drinking parrot.
Tell me more, Lou.
Well, the headline for story number three reads, coffee-drinking parrot caused car crash. At least that's what a woman tells police. awesome.
He doesn't sound too convinced about that.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The state police say that this woman is accusing her coffee-drinking parrot for distracting her right before she crashed her car in Pennsylvania. All right, before we keep going on this, I am not a smart man by any means, but I do know enough to not bring a bird uncaged into a vehicle with me for any reason under any, like, there's no need for it. So what was she doing with the parrot in the car in the first place?
When she knows that the parrot likes to drink coffee, and it was nibbling at the coffee cup. Like Lou brought up, the bird in the car is not your smartest idea. B, you know that bird likes coffee, so why would you think those two would mix in an environment to where one would just be like, I don't smell coffee. No, it's going to smell that stuff. It's pretty potent.
I mean, this lady, like, she thought the parrot was drinking coffee, so she looked down, and then she crashed the car in the guardrail, and then she fucking broke her arm. Like, what? There are reasons that you're not supposed to have fucking birds in the car. Like...
Is it a stretch to say that this lady could be up for the Darwin of the Year award?
No, because she survived. She's not dead.
Honorable mention.
No, Darwin Award winners are just... You have to die. You have to kick the bucket. She doesn't get to be a Darwin. She would have to die. However, I just think that it's funny that she thought that excuse would, like, somehow get her out of any liability for what she did. Like, you don't understand, officer, the parrot. He was drinking coffee. Like, that doesn't sound crazy at all when you say it like that.
I am out of words, honestly, to say for this lady, because if she thought, honestly, that that was going to, like, help her, I would feel like taking this story in, it would do the exact opposite of what she wanted it to, because it's irresponsible. It's not like it's a dog, where a dog's just going to have its head out the window. It's a bird. A bird flies. A bird pecks. A bird does not really sit still when it is not caged in. Even when it's in a cage, it still flies around sometimes.
And it's a parrot. Like, it's a big bird. Parrots are usually pretty big birds. And, like, why are you taking the parrot for a car ride? Like, there are so many scenarios in which your bird flies away and you never see it again. Like, there's 11 billion different scenarios in which this goes badly. So why are you doing it?
I would like to think, like, she had it, like, tucked into his seatbelt and it's just sitting there.
Or maybe it was something where she was like, oh, God, you know what would be the worst is if this one time that I have the parrot in the car, I got into an accident. What the fuck is he doing? Ah! Because, you know, that happens, I guess, right?
It happens, but I mean...
Sometimes you run into trouble with some pool sharks, and you gotta take a parrot to a guy named Miguel.
I mean, if we asked her, Lou, like in an interview, what do you think she would say?
I don't
say?
Know, Ben. Let's play my new personal favorite segment. just thinking about it already makes me excited. It's the vague interview game, everybody.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah!
All right, here we go. And as always, Ben will be playing the woman in question. Ma'am, why did you have the parrot in the car with you?
Well, he wanted to go on a ride.
He told you that he wanted to go on a ride?
No, I guess I just kind of like looked at him and he looked like he wanted to go on a ride.
So he looked at you and you just deduced. Okay. All right. Now you had mentioned that the parrot, you knew that he liked coffee. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. Could you? How did you know that? Do you serve him coffee?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So then, by him drinking the coffee out of the cup, you shouldn't have been distracted because you knew that he liked coffee, right?
Yes and no.
Could you elaborate on that for us?
I think it's kind of based on what you want to determine, basically your interpretation of it. So, yes and no.
And that's how we play the vague interview game, everybody. Nice job, Ben. Always on top of it. Always as vague as can possibly be.
I feel so bad if that was the same reporter going to each of these people.
It is the same reporter because it's me. It's very depressing.
This guy probably goes home and drinks himself into oblivion.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Great. I love that game.
I do too.
You know what's not a game, Ben?
What's that, Lou?
Our next story.
Zing.
The next headline reads, chiropractor who performed exorcisms loses his license. A Southern Iowa chiropractor, and Iowa, of course, as we learned last week, is the nutsack of Minnesota, has agreed to surrender his state license after being accused of accepting sex as payment for his services and for performing exorcisms on patients as part of their treatment. Charles Manuel urged some patients to stop taking medication that they had been prescribed. So he surrendered his license, and he agreed to not apply for reinstatement for at least 10 years to be a chiropractor. This is a ridiculous story. So they don't give a lot of details. So that's great news for us, Ben, because that means we can speculate. I like to imagine you go in, you have an x-ray of your back done. Maybe he gives you a minor adjustment, and then, you chant some Syrian hymns while cutting the head of a snake off and dripping the blood all over a prayer altar.
Yeah, that sounds about an average Tuesday for this guy.
I mean, I'm confused about what, because now here's the other thing that I like to think about on this story. What I don't understand is every time that I've ever seen any film, television show, documentary, anything about anything involving exorcism, I kind of thought that exorcisms could only be done by men of the cloth or ladies of the cloth. Like, don't you have to be some sort of religious, I don't know what the correct word is here, religious person, someone who's given their life to God in order to do an exorcism? I didn't think that a guy who went to a four-year college to crack backs for a living was qualified to denounce the devil.
Yeah, because chiropractor and exorcism never really go hand in hand, kind of just like, you know, firefighter and jet skier don't go hand in hand.
And hey, if he wants to accept sex as payment, so what? As a business owner, that is his goddamn right. If ladies are offering sex and that dude is taking it, I have no beef with this, and no one should.
Well, he's not going to stay in business very long, though,
is
he?
That's his choice, though, Ben. That's how businesses fail. If he took sex for every payment, he wouldn't be in business anymore.
Now, granted, it didn't say if it was just, you know, females.
No, you're absolutely right. Maybe it was dudes, and who gives a rat asshole? Because I just don't see a problem with that. Again, it's a horrible business model. I'm not saying that I think it's a good business model. All I'm saying is, why does it matter? You should take away his license because of the exorcisms, not because he accepted sex as payment. Like, I get that he probably shouldn't do that, but again, it's his business. He's the one who runs it. If that's how he wants to get down, his call.
I mean, I can just imagine how this would go down. Like, he's you know, checking out some lady who has, like, you know, back pain or whatever. He's, like, going through the x-rays. He goes, well, it looks like you have a little bit of Satan in you. Let me put some of the fear of God into you, and he unzips his pants.
Yeah.
Okay, what's up with the Rage Against the Machine music you're doing?
That's kind of how porn music sounds sometimes. A little Tom Morello. It sounds like a little Tom Morello wham. you started it.
Hey, I didn't bring Tom Morello into this.
Well, he's in it now. There's no way he's going to be able to get out. Ben, do you ever think that he went for the Triple Crown? So, like, receiving sex as a payment while giving her an exorcism and giving her an alignment? Or him? Do you think he ever went for the triple crown?
At first, I thought we were talking about the Kentucky Derby, and I was really confused.
We are not. At all.
Maybe? I don't
Jesus,
know.
Ben, we're not doing the vague interview game.
Well, I don't have any details to go off of here, so I have no idea, honestly.
You can do whatever you want. This is a free podcast. We don't charge people. We can spread lies all we want.
Okay, true. I imagine it was like the first person he like had to, you know, check out something like their arm or their leg or their back or whatever. They're like, I don't have any money, but will this work? And she opens up her shirt and he goes, I guess it will work. And that's how he just does it now. And the money that he gets are just
no. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that he just like he would just use the exorcism line on the lays and be like, you know, I do accept other forms of payment. And maybe I can help rid you of some demons. And then the porn, and then the Morello porn music kicks back in. And everybody gets naked. Have some humping. Tom Morello's there. And
where is Tom Morello there?
I don't know. I just felt right. Feels like Tom Morello should be there.
Is he just in the background just playing guitar while it's going on?
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe he's there. Maybe he's doing the videotaping. Maybe they're close personal friends of his. I don't know what Tom Morello is doing right now. All I'm saying...
Lucy, go find out. Go call him. Let's see.
I can't call Tom Morello. I don't know his phone number.
Lucy doesn't exist. She's just my imaginary secretary.
Your imaginary secretary?
My imaginary secretary.
No, I like the way you said it before better. It's my imaginary secretary. It's hard to say.
You know, because when we inevitably get that, you know, giant office
right
for a podcast, we're going to have secretaries.
We have private
secretaries. To call Tom Morello. So.
Tom Morello. Tom Morello's going to be so mad when he hears this. For the record, I don't think Tom Morello films porn.
No. He's not going to be like Lars from Metallica and want us off the air, is he?
I mean, he might. And if he does, we'll just come back and call it the snooze flu with Shabadoo.
No, that sounds like an exorcism
thing. Yeah, that is kind of an exorcism thing. What kind of exorcisms was he doing too? Because there are different types of exorcisms because there are different types, like there are different religions. Like, I'm really hoping that he was doing like fucking deep Louisiana Bayou voodoo exorcisms. Like, you know, like voodoo priestess type shit. Like, he had like frog bones that he would shake like dice and like dump them in onto the floor and be like Garula, and like shake and let his eyes roll up into his head, you know, all that weird crazy shit.
I was thinking like something from like Major League with Joe Boo and his rum.
Kind of, yeah. So I mean, let's keep an open mind here. Maybe he was doing some freaky deaky exorcisms. Based off what I know of this guy, a lot of his exorcisms ended up with somebody getting a dick inside him. Sorry, I hate to be blunt, but it just kind of comes across that way based off what we've read here today.
And what's funny is that he had people that worked for him. A woman who answered the phone at his home said that she had no comment, but a woman who answered the phone at his former practice said that he hadn't worked there in quite a while. So he has been doing this for a while. But apparently not long enough where he's had workers, but he's had people work for him in the past. So I don't know what that means. I don't know that it means anything. But clearly there's another force at play here. And I don't know if maybe he like let them go because they weren't in on it or what. But this guy is trying to get all that he can.
The good news, Ben, is they can't take away your exorcism license because exorcisms are horseshit and not real. So.
You know, it's also horseshit, Lou.
What's that, Ben?
Our final story.
Wow. You know what, Ben? I think you win. I think you win best segue of this week. Congratulations. I think that might be the first formal victory that you've claimed. I don't even think it's close. Congratulations, Ben. Way to take it down.
Thank you. I do what I can here. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a free show. We're limited. No, that's not true. But all right, final story reads, redhead banned from school for being too ginger. Yet again, sounds like it should be from The Onion, and it's not. A 17-year-old who is about to sit her senior exams has been banned from school because her hair is too ginger. Emily Ray has naturally auburn hair, and she has had the same hair color for 3 years, but after returning back from a break, teachers at her school in the UK banned her from attending classes again until she had a more appropriate hair color. She said, quote, I've had the same hair color for the past 3 years and nobody at school has commented on it. Everyone knows me as that younger ginger singer because she does play the guitar and whatnot. And she offered to pin her hair up if teachers were concerned about the color, but the offer was rejected. She said she was very angry at first, but then she started to cry because, you know, there's not much she can do about that, you know, if it's her natural hair color. And her mom got really mad about it, and she said that the school's uniform policy clearly states no unnatural hair colors like blue or green, end quote, which doesn't obviously include red. So, way to go, England.
Good job. Way to go. Here's some things that I know about gingers. Now, one of my lifelong best friends from growing up, Charlie, is a ginger. So I have an inside track on some things about gingers that you guys may not know. Did you know that gingers have a higher threshold for pain, Ben?
I didn't.
That's actually a scientific fact. They have a higher threshold for pain, which is also why they seem to be able to eat really insanely spicy food. My friend Charlie is like, he can eat the spiciest food on the planet and just take it in stride. It's pretty remarkable. You know, Gingers are scary, though. In the 15th century, they tried to burn gingers because they thought they were witches. I'm just saying.
I feel like they still try to do that these days.
Yeah. They might. This girl's hair is so, like, it's obviously her natural hair color, so, like, I'm with her. I don't understand. Like, there's no way that it's that, like, it can't be that orange. Like, you don't buy that in a box. Like, there are plenty of pictures of her. It's the same shade in every single picture. So, I'm pretty sure she's just a ginger kid. And to, like, it'd be different if she, like, dyed her hair, like, fucking, you know, street cone orange. But I don't think that's the case here, so I think that school needs to fucking chill out. Be more tolerant and shit.
And that's the thing, is I can understand if her hair was, you know, blue or green or purple, but orange red is still a natural type of color. So why do you have to be so uptight because it's not brown or black or blonde? And, I mean, red is a natural color of hair. It's not that common, but it does happen. So I don't understand why schools have to have, you know, this uptight mentality and, you know, we're never wrong, but you are, and just fuck that authoritative bullshit, because it's just, I never got the point of it. Why do schools have to feel like they're so superior to everybody that they have to nitpick on the smallest of things, and God forbid somebody be a little bit different, not by their choice, and, oh, well, we can't have this. Unacceptable. Just stupid, man.
Yeah, man. It's rude. Come on, England. You're better than that. We all... Come on. Here. England, come closer. Come closer. England. We all know that gingers suck. And we all know that we don't, you know, we don't like them that much. But here's the thing. When you do stuff like this, it is counterproductive to the cause, man. Stop it. Just let the ginger do her thing. We'll get her later. Sorry about that, everybody. I had to tell a secret to a friend really quick.
Is that what that was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. But, yeah, moral of the story is just don't be an asshole. I mean...
I think the moral of this week's News Chew episode is don't be an asshole.
Yeah, basically.
I think that this was definitely the show about assholery and why you shouldn't do it.
From being a dick at lose place of employment to arguing over phones to banning redheads from school because their hair is too
red.
And
for banning memes because they are funny, I guess.
I'm sorry, nothing's going to be... I mean, seriously, Putin on the Ritz, that shit is hilarious.
Back to the Putin memes, huh? All right.
Great. Now I have that song stuck in my head. Thanks, Putin.
Thanks a lot, Putin. You dick. I stand by it. I was going to apologize for calling him a dick, but then I thought, no way. Pete. For the record, I know that some people, I have friends who have told me that they do not find ginger people to be attractive. I do not believe that to be the case. I have, in my life, found several ginger people to be quite attractive. So, that's my two cents.
There you have it, folks. Lou hates everybody who is not a ginger.
Yep, that's pretty much exactly what I said. Fuck you, normies.
You know what might cheer up this school, though?
What's that, Ben?
Delicious porcupine cookies.
Oh, boy, do I love porcupine cookies.
Gluten-free, wheat-free, soy-free, sodium-free, and flourless. Purely 100% organic. They have two kinds. They have the original porcupine cookie. They have the paleo, which contains organic coconut sugar. You can find them in Redmond, Washington, in around the Bellevue area, really in general, at Juju Beat, at Old Country Bakery, at Mabu Lounge Bakery. You can go on their website at porcupinecookies.weebly.com. In order from there, you can go on their Facebook page. Check them out. They are delicious little morsels. As for us, you can find us on Facebook, The News Chew with Ben and Lou. You can find us on Twitter, at The News Chew. Send Lou and I your story ideas, anything really, your stories you find, because we're willing to take any. So, Lou, any parting words for this week?
Yes, actually, my sister-in-law just sent me a quote just now, an official quote from an NDSU student body member. She says, As NDSU Bison, we take our school very seriously. This is why we chose the perfect candidate. Get it, Ben?
I do. So, there you have it, folks. NDSU for cats.